Beatlemania strikes again. Yes, welcome to Mark and Pete Live. I'm Pete the Clergyman. With me as ever is Mark the Businessman. So what's this all about, Mark? Didn't the Beatles split up some time ago? What's going on?
Well, indeed, yes. Clergyman Pete, the Beatles did split up. However, Beatlemania is back. Well, certainly according to the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak. Why? Because he has pledged up to £2 million from his 2021 budget. And that is to build a new Beatles attraction, which would actually be constructed on the Liverpool waterfront. Now, many people will think this is a fab idea. So, I mean, we've certainly seen the Beatles Story, the Cavern Club, and the Beatles Museum, but why not have something else? This is great for those who are Beatles fans, but not so great for those who think that actually it's time that Liverpool shed its shackles from Beatlemania. Well, I must confess, folks, that yes, I am a Beatles fan, and I can't get enough of it. Well, unfortunately, there's someone that we all know and love, Clergyman Pete, who can't stand them. But Clergyman Pete, we have a letter from one of your fans, and it says, not so fab. Dear Prudence, oh darling, it's been a hard day's night, and I want to hold your hand. Yesterday, and things we said today, I should have known better. You can't do that. Do you want to know a secret? Ask me why. There's a place 8 days a week, and I feel fine. So please, please me. If I fell, help. We can work it out, and I'm happy just to dance with you. I've got to get you into my life. Girl, come together, because all you need is love. Tomorrow never knows, so get back any time at all, and don't let me down. All my loving from me to you, this boy getting better from Beatlemania. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, surely you must have your ears ringing with the beautiful sounds of Beatledom.
I recognised a few of the songs in there, yes. Yeah, Beatlemania, yes, it's extraordinary how such a band of rather average musicians managed to make such an impact. I mean, it's odd in many ways. I live just over the water from Liverpool and travel over quite often. And it is true that there's a museum already there, and there's the Beatles Experience. Very near the place where you get off the ferry going across the river. You listen on the ferry quite often over the Tannoy to Ferry Across the Mersey, but that's another story. That's not a Beatles song.
And a different group.
Who didn't know. But the Beatles, I think, are overrated, but that's not really my issue here. My issue is the one that you mentioned, that everything seems to be about the Beatles to do with Liverpool. There's so much more to do with Liverpool. Now, those watching the video version of this, I've got a picture of Liverpool. Yes, with a statue of all four of the Beatles right there.
Quite
the
right.
Buildings behind them, if you look at them, they're impressive old buildings. Now, there wasn't much to Liverpool before the 19th century, apart from the pool and a few houses and shipping. But the shipping industry, which really grew up there during the 19th century, early 20th century, made Liverpool what it is, made it a huge city. And during that time, people grew very wealthy. And with that comes culture, of course. There's some very impressive buildings, classical music, there's religion, there's different forms of art. Why boil it all down? This is my point, Mark. Why boil it all down to one pop group?
Well, I'll probably give you a clue here. Apart from the fact that, dare I say, that actually there were some of the best writers of pop music of all time, and that's probably why that they've resonated, along with many other things. They didn't just influence pop music; they influenced fashion, culture, and other things. And you could say, should we say, they reflected a moment in time, certainly in the 1960s. But here's the other key thing. Now, Liverpool's Metro Mayor, Steve Rotherham, said that the proposed venue, named The Pool, was not a museum, but an immersive experience. Now, he told Radio Merseyside, just like the government invested in Stratford-upon-Avon for the Shakespeare stuff, we think the Beatles are a huge global attraction for the UK, and we should have something of significance in the Liverpool city region. So what he was saying, and I did like the next comment, which he said, we want something other than just looking at old artifacts, you know, John Lennon's underpants in a glass case. Yes. We want something that people...
I've seen that. Very interesting.
Yes. So the point here is, it is, and I'm coming from a business perspective, you're not going to get away from the fact that people can make a lot of money from this. It does attract tourists, and that's one of the reasons why I think Rishi Sunak, the mayor, and many others do believe that actually the Beatles are not going to go away, folks, and we'll keep singing their tunes as much as possible. It is a money spinner. So I know that maybe Liverpudlians may not like this, but actually it does help, and it puts them on the map, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I know that the Beatles came from Liverpool and had their start there and everything, but the Beatles were not necessarily popular in Liverpool. I mean, they were popular in Liverpool, but you know, they had more of a national and then an international following. So it's interesting. You know, why have it in Liverpool? Why not have it in the great places that they performed around the world? Wouldn't that be more appropriate?
Well, I mean, I think that, yes, I think there are many venues around the world that try and hold on to that tag of the Beatles brand. But I suppose, really, let's be honest, that's really the heritage, isn't it? That's where the Fab Four really started. And it wasn't until really 1964 that they really gained that notoriety, that full global fame, when they went over to America. And I suppose that's really the way they cracked it globally. But one of the things that I think was important, we've got to sort of put things in time now. When the Beatles actually went over to America, they were known, certainly they'd had chart success, but John Lennon famously said that he would never go to America until they had a number one hit. Actually, it was a commercial strategy, and it worked exceptionally well, meaning you had to prove yourself. You were top of the charts. So when you went over, you were already top of the charts, and then therefore you could build on
that. I wasn't aware that. That was very shrewd,
But there is one other thing as well, which was crucial to it, and that was the Ed Sullivan Show. And Ed Sullivan, who was one of the top presenters in America, still even his name today is resonates with many Americans and people around the world. But he had a show that anyone who could get on that show was pretty much going to be global stars. But actually, what was interesting is that the following and the strategy meant that actually they became really successful, and still, I think today is one of the highest recorded and viewed programs in history.
Is that right?
So the point here is that they had an audience, a captive audience that they could build on. So commercially, what I liked about it was the fact that they were, in my opinion, great songwriters and singers, but that I think that they also recognized that they could get their brand out. Now, we do know famously, and I know there's a lot of Beatles people are out there, will say, hold on, they were exploited during the 1960s, hence that's one of the reasons why they ended up sort of breaking up, because of the shenanigans that went on with mismanagement, etc. Yes, that was true, but they paved the way with so much opportunity for creative talent to blossom, and they changed the game. So what you see today is very much what the Beatles paved the way, both in terms of just fashion, merchandising, and many other things. And Liverpool, really, I think, should be proud of that, as opposed to trying to shun the history of the Beatles.
Yes, I've no problem with the Beatles, and I hadn't realised that about their strategy. And of course, we are Mark and Pete, big fans of good business strategy. So
and you know, localism. Here we go again.
And localism is our other watchword. But it's just that it's always the Beatles, Liverpool, the Beatles. The knee jerk reaction. It's just too obvious.
I've got another proposal. They could come up with something else. I've got another proposal. Here's one. So, Mr. Rishi Sunak, I hope, if you are listening, and possibly Boris Johnson, can we just unite the whole country and instead of just rebrand and call ourselves Beatledom? That we'll all become Beatles.
I think it's heading that way. Well, I think that's probably all we got for you this week on Market. Tune in again next week. But put down in the comments, what do you think? Beatles, waste of time? Too much exposure to them these days. It's a long time ago. Can't we have something new? Or you just think the Beatles are the best thing ever? Whatever you think, argue it out in the comments. See you next time. Thanks for listening/watching. Remember to subscribe and, well, all that stuff. Bye for now.